Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Well, it appears as though we're on fire, folks. It's podcast number 3 on a Monday, June 24th, Monday fun day. Every day that ends in Y is your day on the Every Day Saturday podcast. And I wanted to share this quote with you, and let's just let it marinate a little bit, shall we? Listen to this quote. I love it. We don't get what we deserve. We get what we tolerate. Oh, man. Does that not just go, wow? When I first heard that, it's my quote now that I've said it. I heard it first from Tony Robbins, and then, of course, I heard it somewhere, and now it's my quote. So thank you, Tony. I appreciate that. We don't get what we deserve in life. We get what we tolerate. And, man, what the stuff. I almost swore, but it's a family show. The stuff that I've tolerated in my life. And I'm just talking about from the J-O-B, the journey of the broke, the jump out of bed, the just over broke. The stuff that I had to tolerate in that crazy insane asylum, I still to this day drives me whack-a-doodles. And that was 15 years ago. Yeah, you got to be in at a certain time. Why? You know, you gotta be on the phone a certain amount of time. Why? You got to have so many calls per day. Why? Like, oh my God, I remember one time. Oh, my God. Now, see, this is just unearthing all of it. And this is all to help you out because I'm telling you, man, you get what you tolerate. You get what you tolerate. And if you're tolerating the J-O-B or if you're tolerating a bad relationship or you're tolerating a bank account where there's too much month at the end of the money and the zeros don't line up and the decimal point isn't where you want it to do, you can stop it at any point in time. But, Sam, I don't know how. Yes, you do. Everything is figure outable. Say it with me, class. Everything is figure outable. If it wasn't, then nobody would ever be able to do anything. No, nothing would have ever been invented. I mean, look, we put a man on the moon. You don't think you can leave a job? That's crazy. You know? I was going to tell you a story. Well, oh, I remember. I think it was, what was it? 2002? Maybe it was yesterday. I don't know. No, it was like 2002. I was in the management gig for the first time, and I've worked the longest I ever worked. See, in sales, when you're an outside sales rep, I don't know if you've ever been in sales, but just let me in. It's the best part-time job ever. You work 4 hours a day, you get paid $100,000, and the company relies on you because if you don't make sales, nobody else gets paid. You know, it's kind of an arrogant way of thinking, I know, but I'm just saying that's the way salespeople think. And they get paid well because they're very valuable to the company because they're selling the very product that the company's making. If nobody buys it, no sense in making anymore, right? Right. So I left that great part-time job, even though my wife didn't want me to go into management because I just wanted something different. I was always looking to try something different, always raising my hand to try something new. So I figured, why not work twice as hard for half the pay and get yelled at? That seems like a reasonable thing to do in your 30s. So I got the job, and I was worked like a dog all week long, Monday to Thursday, putting together this review that we had. You know, we had the brass coming in, take away the B and the R, and you got the real thing. But anyway, we had the brass coming in, and we're going to sit down for a review for, you know, reviewing what we had going on so far. What initiatives? Well, you know, worked from Monday to Thursday to put together the binders for the review in between running, you know, the sales reps and all that stuff. And Friday comes along. We have the review at 10 in the morning. It lasts an ungodly amount of time through lunch. I mean, sitting down is my kryptonite. Sitting in a room full of stuffed suits is even more my kryptonite. So it went for like 5 hours. We adjourned at about 3 in the afternoon on a Friday. And you walk out of the meeting room and the sales floor is empty because all the sales reps are already home golfing or watching their favorite reality show or pruning the garden, depending, you know, what time of year it was. And the only one left are the dumb stiffs that is the management team that actually decided to take that vow of poverty. So, hey, I was tolerating it, though. I was justifying it, too. Man, that's another word. You ever buy something on emotion and then justify it later. You know, you ever make a big purchase? I have. You know, any Black Friday purchases, or maybe you bought a product at a webinar or a seminar or something like that, but you buy on emotion and then you justify it. Oh, I'll use it sometime. Well, can you use it in the next 6 months? No, not in the next 6 months, but I'll use it at some point. You know, and that's what I was doing with my life. I took the go into management and I justified it by saying, you know, it's a much nobler cause and I'm helping and adding value. Dude, you were making 100 grand. Now you're making 50. You're working 80 hours a week. You were working 10. What are you, stupid? So I got out of the meeting at 3 o'clock on a Friday. Nobody was around. So I went to my boss and I just thought it was a nobler. I was going to leave any. I was just going to go home. I figured, man, I worked like a dog 80 hours this week. They're probably going to tell me to take the next 3 days off, you know? And so Monday, Tuesday next week, don't come until Wednesday or something. I'm thinking, yeah, because nobody works that hard. So I went into my boss. I go, hey, man, I'm going to cut out early. So, you know, it was great, you know, working with you, even though it wasn't, this whole week, putting together the review, which was really nice. It sucked. And so I was just lying, trying to get out. So I go, hey, man, I'm going to cut out early, 3 o'clock on Friday. He goes, hello? We work till 5 o'clock here, right? I mean, it's like tapping. Did I miss a memo? I'm like, with a memo, you're a moron. What memo? Did I miss a memo about we leave before 5 now? I'm like, oh my God, you're really pulling the did I miss the memo card out on me after I just worked 100 hours in 4 days. Okay. Well, I guess that's what I'm going to tolerate because I was so fearful of now losing the very job I didn't even want. You know, let me tell you, you laugh. I know I can hear you laughing. I can hear it right now because I have this podcast allows me to listen to you while you listen to me, and I can hear you laughing at me. But here's what you don't know. 80% of the people in America are fearful of losing the very job that they hate. Oh my God, is that not the craziest thing you've ever heard? 8 out of 10 people in America are fearful of losing the very job they hate. Most people don't even like the job they're in and they're afraid of losing it. Isn't that not the craziest damn thing you ever heard? And yet here I am. I'm just like the lone wolf on the top of a mountain screaming that it doesn't have to be that way. Come back. It doesn't have to be that way. You can make every day Saturday. You just need to start. Come on. Think about how nuts that is, right? And so the whole every day is Saturday mission, it's a mindset. Saturday is just a mindset. It's not a circumstance. If every day is Saturday means you're driving a bus, but you love it and your bills are paid and you don't even want to stop. By the way, I know somebody that drives a bus, loves it. He's like, Sam, I found my Saturday. I'm like, giddy up, man. Giddy up. Love it. Would love to interview you for the show. Digging a ditch, whatever it is. But if you're spending 1 minute doing something that you don't love to do, then that's 1 minute too long, my friend. And you're violating the number one rule that we don't get what we deserve in life, but get what we tolerate. Why are you tolerating it? The bills, the money, you know, I don't want to disappoint anybody. You don't want to disappoint anybody. I mean, I get the bills and the money part, but that's still not a good long-term solution. That's a good short-term plan because, you know, homie don't want you to go broke, but also you got to understand long-term, there's nothing's going to change between now and 5 years from now if you don't make a decision to pivot and do something different, even if it involves doing something on the side, just for right now. Just for right now. But you got to put a plan in place to get out of that job or that dead-end business or to amplify your current business to get the results that you want because you're not getting what you deserve. You're getting what you're tolerated. I hope this message made sense. I had a little fun with it because, look, you know me, I'm always so damn serious. I don't want to be always serious all the time. But I also want you to understand, when you stop tolerating that average life, that mediocre life, you're going to get so much more. And I'm telling you, it's all out there waiting for you to say yes. Everything's out there waiting to conspire in your favor to give you the dream life. I'm not saying without any hardship, without any adversity, without any challenges. All that comes with it. That's what kind of makes it even better when you succeed through all of that. But to do something because of money, bills, other people's opinions, I can't think of three worse ideas, three worse reasons to keep doing what you're doing. Don't get what you tolerate. Go out and earn what you know you should get and do it with a smile on your face and add an immense amount of value. That is what the Everyday Saturday message looks like. All right. Oh, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.